Alora. Some of Alora's iconic October sculptures were on display a little early this year in front of a big audience. Some of Tim Merton's Twilight Zoo creations were on display at the Polaris Music Prize Gala that aired Monday evening on CBC Gem and its social media pages. The Polaris Music Prize honors and awards Canadian artists who produce albums of distinction. A select panel of music critics judge and award the prize without consideration to genre or popularity, with this year's winner being Pierre Quenders for the album José Luis and the Paradox of Love. They were installed around the gala hall, but some of the mushroom creations could be seen on stage during the show. They were very prominent around the stage, so that's good, said Kirk McElwain, chair of Sensational Alora, who owns the Twilight Zoo. He explained the person responsible for the Polaris show set decoration was recently in Alora for Riverfest, where some of the less spooky sculptures are installed. He saw them installed around the Riverfest grounds and thought they would fit his plans for the Polaris Prize Gala, McElwain said. Although he's not sure if they were mentioned in the broadcast, McElwain said it's good exposure for Alora's upcoming Monster Month. It would be good market exposure for us and the Greater Toronto Area as far as travel is concerned, our main market, McElwain said. The sculptures will be seen at the upcoming weekend's Enchanted Forest event in Fergus before being hung up or installed at spots around Alora for October. We have been working 2 half-days every week since May, working on repairing the monsters, getting them into good shape and ready for installation next week, McElwain said.